The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Holy cow. Holy guacamole, hey. Albin.
Yeah.
Today, let's just call it Tuesday.
We're going to do that.
I'm going to call it Tuesday. You call it Tuesday. And whatever day it is, we're calling it Tuesday. I'm back from so-called vacation.
Yeah, and so am I.
And I'm looking for my thing to plug in my...
Right. You've got a little earphone.
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got a big announcement.
We do.
Well, we have like three big announcements. So I'm going to try to get it all in.
Okay.
First of all, this week, there are two things this week that I have to say. I want to give an update on what I did on my summer vacation. But before that, two important announcements. First of all, this week, we're calling it Profit Week on the Eric Metaxas Show. It's all about profit. We're usually not for profit. This week, it's all about profit.
Great.
So we're offering, this is true, 35% discount on Nutramedics. Now, this sounds like a commercial. In a way, it is. But I want to say that normally when you put in the code ERIC at Nutramedics.com, you get 20% off, which is very generous. But they decided this week only. It's already Tuesday.
Yeah.
This week, 35% off. So if you want to try something, now is your chance to do this. So I was joking about the profit thing because what I really mean is P-R-O-P-H-E-T, Profit Week, because today, tomorrow, and Thursday, and maybe we'll rerun something Friday, we don't know, but we are going to interview Chris Reed. We've had him on this program before. If you want to read about him, he's at Morningstar Ministries. I'm going to interview him right after this segment about two... dreams he had that are, you know, it's very hard to contextualize this stuff because you think, who cares? Somebody had a dream. If you know who he is and know his history, you will, I think, sit up and listen because it's an astonishing pair of things that he's going to share, a vision and a dream. I'm sorry, both dreams, but just astonishing. So that's coming up in a couple seconds. Chris Reed. Tomorrow, Amanda Grace, we've had her on the program. She got what is called a word from the Lord. If that doesn't mean anything to you, I can't help you. We're in a hurry, but you're going to listen to her tomorrow. And I want to educate my audience, even if you aren't on the same page or you don't agree with it, at least to kind of help you think about, does God speak today? How does he speak? To whom does he speak? What does he say? I think there's no question in my mind that God is alive and he speaks, but the question is how, because a lot of people claim to speak for God or they say God said this and it was just their emotion. So I think it's important at a time that is about the most troubling time in history in my lifetime, in my life at least.
And I'm older than you and I have to agree.
And even in your lifetime and in
even,
the lifetimes.
Even my
lifetime. We're living through really dark times, folks, and I want to give us hope that God is real, he's alive, and he wants us to put our trust in him, not to despair. So that's why we're doing Profit Week on the Eric Metaxas Show. So today's Chris Reed, tomorrow Amanda Grace. And on Thursday we have Mike Thompson, who's one of the sweetest, most seasoned men of God, who will be talking on this program, talking to me on Thursday. So this is kind of a big week because I really think, well, I think it's going to give you hope because a lot of people wonder, where do I get my hope from? And of course, you know, the generic religious answer is my hope is in the Lord. Well, of course, but what does that mean? How do you get your hope? We get our hope often through human beings whom God is using. So our hope in the Lord comes through people. So I think that these three prophetic voices, they're real. They hear from God. What they share is very sweet, very encouraging, very powerful. So today, Chris Reed. Tomorrow, Amanda Grace. Thursday, Mike Thompson. Okay, so I was always half-joking about Nutramedics, but Nutramedics.com. We have two big sponsors on the program, Nutramedics.com and MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. We'd love you to support them, to support the program and to support them because we believe in them. But
yes,
let me tell you, they ain't selling junk. They are amazing people behind these companies. And Nutramedics.com, I use their products many every day. So whether it's melatonin, I mean, gosh, they have so many products. But if you take vitamin C, if you take vitamin D, if you take zinc, if you take magnesium, potassium, blah, 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 all the stuff that you should be taking for immune system, for general health, plus all kinds of other stuff, they sell it. 50% of the profits go to missions organizations. The head of the organization, I'm sorry, the head of Nutramedics and the people behind it, these are just beautiful people. These are the real deal. We've had them on this program describing the company. And so this week alone, 35% off. So if you want to take a gamble, like, let's try this stuff, this is the week, 35%. They did this like a month ago, 30% off, and I thought, well, they're never going to do that again. They wanted to do 35% this week only. That's only with the code Eric, obviously. Right. So I want to say that. Okay.
Yes.
Now, I said this is a big week. It's a big week because 35% off Nutramedics is nothing to sneeze at. We're also going to have on this program this week Mike Lindell.
Yes, Mike Lindell coming.
So if you want to get most of my books are available at mystore.com. We're going to have other products up there. Mystore.com, use the code Eric if you want to buy my books from Mike Lindell's company, and I recommend it. But another reason this week is a big week is that I don't even feel like I'm this is true. I feel like I'm dreaming this.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say the second part first. On Saturday, which is the 20th anniversary of 9/11, Sean Foyt, who is behind LetUsWorship.us, he is doing a prayer event on the Mall in D.C. This is not a Trump event. This is not a political event. This is a time where we're going to humble ourselves and seek God and cry out to God for this nation, which is going through a very painful time. It is going to be aired on Daystar TV live on this Saturday at 6 p.m. But I want to tell you, folks, if you can get to D.C., this is prayer. That's what this is. We're going to pray. We're going to cry out to God for this nation, that God would turn our fortunes around. We are in a bad place. I don't need to give you details. You know it. We're going to pray, 9/11. And I can't say much about this, but this Thursday, I'm supposed to meet President Trump. I can't really get into the details of it. I will, of course, eventually. But I'm asking your prayers out there, folks. If you pray for me, because I don't know what the details are. All I know is that I'm going to have the privilege of some time with the president. Albin, this weekend.
Yes, sir.
I mean, last weekend.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
Last week I was away at a kind of beachy place.
Yeah.
And I typically don't go in the water because it's too cold, right?
Right.
Well, I could hear my mother's voice in my head. You should go in the water. We always used to swim in the water, you know, back in the 60s when the water was warm.
And if it's a good place to swim. If you're going to swim.
If you're going to swim, the water is pretty much
do it in the water.
Your only option. So I decided at some point to go out into the surf, and I went into the surf. I didn't plan to swim much, so of course I was wearing my glasses, because if you're not going to swim, why would you take your glasses off? And at one point, I was kind of way out there, still standing, and I said, let me just go back. I'm wet, you know, but a wave came from behind, snuck up on me, and wham, hit me in the back of the head. My expensive glasses flew off my face into the surf, never recovered again. And let me just say, they're expensive, and I am sick over it. But as a result of that, I went to the Oliver Peoples store in the out in Long Island. And when I was in the store, the young woman in the store who was helping me said, oh, I like your shorts. And Suzanne heard her say the same thing. And we got the glasses done, and I left. And then Suzanne was talking to her, and she said, no, I didn't say I liked his shorts. I said I liked his show. We both heard shorts. She said show. Oh. She watches TBN. Let me tell you, I was really blessed by that. Folks, when we come back, Chris Reed, we got a lot. This is a crazy week, folks. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
If you leave now, hey there, folks. Yes, today is, in fact, Tuesday, I'm excited to be back. As I mentioned in the previous segment, I listened to a few friends talk about some things that we would call prophetic. I know that many of you are not familiar with this, or some of you are skeptical of it. Others of you are irrationally hostile to it. But I think it's important. It's why we're going to have what we call Profits Week on the Eric Metaxas Show. Usually we're not for profit. We make very little money. This is Profits Week. And we are asking you to keep an open mind. I am myself. I try to be very careful about whom I listen to. One of my new friends, somebody I've come to trust very seriously, is Chris Reed. He is the new head of Morningstar Ministries, and he joins us now. Chris Reed, my friend, my brother, welcome.
Thank you, Eric. It's good to be with you today.
It's always good to listen to what you have to say, but what you shared recently on Elijah Streams, Suzanne and I were watching it, and I thought, you know, my audience needs to hear this. I want my audience, a lot of times I realize people don't have hope for the future. There's a hopelessness. There's a despair about what's happening in the country. And that's correct. In other words, apart from God, it strikes me that things are as horrible as at any time in my lifetime, for sure. But there are people I listen to who have a perspective that God's hand is on the country. You're one of them. And I always say, if it's not God, I'm not interested. But you do hear from God. I've seen that with my own eyes and heard that with my own ears. And what you shared the other day struck me as really important. So I simply wanted you to share about your July 23rd dream and anything else that you shared the other day. So where should we start?
Well, just let me respond to one of the first things you said there. The fact that God is still invested in America. America still does have hope. It still has a future. And the reason being is because our nation was founded with God involved. There's too many evidences of the miraculous involved in the founding of our nation. So the Bible says that anything that is dedicated to the Lord, anything that was given to his purposes, can't be used for something other than his purposes, or it'll cause problems. And then, of course, the verse that says, he that's begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So obviously, we've not seen the second coming yet. So clearly God is not done with America. Because this land was dedicated to him, it still has a future, and it's going to end better than it is right now.
Okay, well, there are people who would respond, I think, reasonably and say that, look, it's entirely possible that that has been the case. But because of, let's say, the sins of 60 million children aborted in the womb, because of other things, because as a nation, generally speaking, we've turned our back on God, he is pulling away from us and allowing us to bear the fruits that we have sown, and that we are approaching the end times and we're seeing what clearly looks like the end times. Why would I expect that that wouldn't be the case right now? In other words, what should keep us from having to deal with the reality of what we've sown, we should reap?
Well, looking at history and God's dealings with the nation of Israel, they fell into sin many times, into egregious, gross sin, idolatry, evil. But because they had a purpose and because they were founded upon the truths of God and that they were dedicated to the Lord, ultimately, the Lord wouldn't allow them to get away from him, from his grasp, until his purpose was fulfilled in them. And I would say it this way too, Eric. I mean, the fact is, many believers that know the Lord, have come to know the Lord, we've all made terrible, egregious sins. We've committed terrible things, but God doesn't throw us away. You know, the fact is, in Adam and Eve, I mean, think about it, in the garden, God has two people, they mess up, and God could have really just destroyed them, wiped them off the face of the map and say, okay, I'll just hit reset and start over. But I think that the fact that he didn't reveals something about the nature of the Lord. Is he's not near as interested in starting with perfection as he is in redeeming or restoring something. And that's why he didn't destroy and throw away Adam and Eve. He wanted to redeem them. He could have started over. He could have just annihilated them and started all over, but he didn't. And I think that reveals something about his nature.
Well, this is a bigger subject, and I'd love to talk to you more about this. But in the interest of time, before we get more into that, let's talk about what you have heard from God. The last time you were on the program, you shared about a vision you'd had quite some time ago about everyone looking to Pennsylvania. I think you have shared that God revealed to you, tell me if I'm wrong, before July 23rd, had you said that God indicated clearly that Trump will be back in office and that we will experience good things going forward as a nation? Had you shared anything like that that was clear or not?
No, I didn't. And I wish I could say that I could. I did feel like that Pennsylvania was the battleground because of so much of our nation's founding's history there, that ultimately what happened there, something would happen there that would begin the turnaround of our nation just because so much started there. I know many people believing that God was going to reinstate Trump before a next future presidential election. I hope they're right, okay? I can't say, though, in all honesty, that God has shown me that. I've not prophesied that. But jumping ahead to July 23rd into the 24th, the night of, the next day after I had this dream, it's documented, time-stamped. I shared it with several key Christian leaders. But I think I even mentioned this on the last show I did with you, Eric, in early August. And the dream on July 23rd, the night of the 23rd and the 24th, I had a dream where I was looking out over a wheat field. It was clear that it was dark. People were, you know, using the harvesting sickles. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, harvesting wheat in the dark, and they were frantically working. But in the night sky, I looked up, and the thing that stood out to me was I saw a crescent moon, and equal in size to it was a star in the sky. And I mean, they were just, that was the only thing that I saw in the night sky as these people were working in the harvest fields, harvesting the harvest. And the first thing I saw was the star fell from the sky. And immediately it was like a movie, you might say, played out in front of me in the dream while I'm watching all of this, of the Berlin Wall falling and what was perceived as the end of communism after, you know, decades of the Cold War going on. And it was as if in the dream, the verse came to me about in the book Revelation about how that the head of the beast would be mortally wounded, but he would be resurrected. Well, going back to the dream, so the star fell, I see the fall of the Berlin Wall, the end of communism. And then while I'm looking still at the night sky, the next thing I see is the crescent moon turn blood red, just like it talks about in Matthew 24, the moon turning to blood. It turned blood red, and then it fell below the horizon. And the next thing I saw was a speech of President Donald Trump in 2017 talking about how that the U.S. military under his direction had decimated ISIS, and that ISIS was no longer a threat as they had been in previous years. And that was the end of that. Well, the most unique thing happened right after that. So I'm looking at this dark sky, people still working in the field. And then out of nowhere, the moon and the star that fell below the horizon both emerged back up in the sky at the same time, the crescent moon and the star. And in the dream, the two converged or merged into one, the star and the crescent moon. And the next thing I see in this dream is this grotesque, evil-looking beast rise up from the earth. So the 24th, I shared this with Rick Joyner. I share it with Mike Bickle. I share it with their teams and other Christian leaders on that day. Now, mind you, this was 3 weeks before the fall of Afghanistan when the Taliban reemerged in just in a matter of 2 or 3 days.
This is before there was any hint of anything like that. It was simply not in the news. You didn't share this, unless I'm really losing it, on this program when we spoke. So the first I heard of this was the other day when you shared on Elijah's streams. And this is God showing you something and annotating it, explaining it as he goes along. We're going to go to a break. Folks, I'm talking to Chris Reed, who has a really extraordinary prophetic gift. And these dreams, they're at least worth listening to, I would think. So stay tuned.
Secret notebook of Nikola Tesla with his most dangerous formulas could fall into the hands of evolutionary elite scientists.
His most amazing discoveries thought to be written in a lost journal. In the right hands, it could revolutionize the 21st century.
They want to start a new world order where elites rule and everyday people are not created equal.
Look out!
Now the elites plan to set off an earthquake under LA to take out world leaders.
There's an old brown battered notebook in my office at work. You have to find it, take it, and keep it hidden at all costs.
Let's just say there are a lot of enemies of the state interested in his research.
It's up to regular people to stop them. A grad student, a campus cop, a deaf army vet, and a group of live action role players.
A vertical quake this size could collapse half of Dontop.
Catch Final Frequency, playing exclusively on SalemNow.com or download the mobile app. For more information, visit FinalFrequencyFilm.com.
Once there was a way to get back homeward.
Folks, I'm talking to Chris Reed. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. So, Chris, you just shared a dream you had on the 23rd of July, long before anybody's talking about the resurgence of the Taliban in Afghanistan. And it's a remarkably specific dream. You're talking about God clarifying for you as you see this star fall. He clarifies the end of communism, the Berlin Wall falls. As you see the blood moon crescent fall, you see Trump giving the speech about the fall of ISIS. And then you see these things together, communism and radical Islam emerging together. And then you see this beast emerging. Before you go further into it, so how is this not end time stuff? I mean, it seems clearly to be end time stuff, the beast.
Yeah, I'm convinced of it. You know, the Bible in the book of Revelation talks about two beasts, one that rises up from the sea and one that rises from the earth. And I think that the one rising from the earth is a picture of communism, or even in its mild form that we're experiencing here in America, Marxism. Communism is just the end result of course, of Marxism. So I began to think, after I have the dream, what have been the two most primary enemies of the United States in the last 60 or 70 years? And sure enough, the two biggest threats have been communism or radical Islam. I mean, you think in terms of 9/11, which is, you know, the 20th anniversary is right around this time. And so in this dream, I realized that the Lord was showing me then that there would be a resurgence, a resurrection, so to speak, of the mortal wound of the beast. And I think the book of Revelation also speaks about how that the beast system, now this is really key, there's a political and a religious element. And it talks about how the false prophet would give power or honor unto the beast. So the religious system would give power to the political system. And a lot of people look at this and they say, well, what do Islam and communism have in common? Of course, they're very different, and I completely agree. But they do have some common elements, even historically. In the Bolshevik Revolution in the early 1900s, they found camaraderie. But also, the fact is, as different as they are, they both operate under the idea that there is a totalitarian mindset that if you don't succumb to radical Islam or to communism, the power of the state, that ultimately you will face pressure, economic pressure, or you'll be killed. And I begin to think, when the book of Revelation talks about how that those who don't receive the mark of the beast, and I don't want to get into speculation of what that is, but it says that they would be beheaded. Well, think about it. What modern religion or religious institution still infamously beheads people that disagree or don't succumb to their authority?
Chris, forgive me for interrupting, but I don't remember in the scripture that it says that people will be beheaded. It actually says that?
Well, it talks about that they would give their head. Yes, that, and I wish I had the verse in front of me. I didn't.
Well, people can look it up. I'm just, it's fascinating. I mean, I know they'll be killed, but I hadn't heard that. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously everybody knows and understands, anybody that's seen, you know, the videos of ISIS or radical Islam, that's one of the main methods of punishment that they inflict upon people who go against them. And so that's what communism and radical Islam have in common, is if you do not totally submit or totally succumb or totally pay allegiance to those two systems, one religious, one political, it's total dominance and even brutality. And so I saw this July 23rd into the 24th. There was no evidence at the time that this was happening. And I shared it with a few people. And what was interesting, Eric, and people can look this up if they want to Google it or whatever, by the 29th of July, 2021, there were already news articles that were coming out that were saying, why has the Chinese government invited Taliban leaders to sit down for talks? What? And even since the fall of Afghanistan, there have been all kinds of articles, mainstream media articles written about the strange, bizarre connection in China and the Taliban, and what's China's interest with Afghanistan.
That was the end of the dream then, right? In other words, So you see this dream. It doesn't seem to me that you have many vivid prophetic dreams, or do you? How often would you say you get something along these lines?
I wish I could claim them regular, but I mean, it's probably every few months I have a dream, and I always wake up different, knowing it's different from a normal dream. Like, I'll wake up with beads of sweat on my head and just I'm wide awake and I'm shaking. And I mean, it's just different than when I wake up from a, you know.
Well, it seems to me, having had two of these in my life or something similar to it, it's more like a vision from God while you're sleeping.
Daniel referred to him as, yeah.
It's different from a normal dream, basically. In any event, so this was obviously startling to you when you see this stuff happening. We're going to go to another break here, but folks, do not go away, because we haven't even gotten to the most extraordinary part of this, which is why I wanted to have Chris on the program. Please go to my website, ericmetaxas.com. Sign up for our newsletter. We cannot reach you easily unless you do that. We'll be right back. Hey there, parents. Have you been as frustrated as I've been with the messages our kids are being taught today in schools and in the media? Cancel culture, wokeism, victimhood, socialism, lots of bad ideas are bombarding our kids. If you're like me, you struggle to figure out how to teach your kids about good ideas like free markets, personal freedom, entrepreneurship, and more. That's why I'm so glad to have come across the Tuttle Twins books. These kids' books help parents teach their kids conservative ideas. What's amazing is that they've sold over 2.5 million books already, so clearly they work. Kids love them. Parents love that their kids are learning the ideas of freedom. I talked the Tuttle Twins team into doing a special deal for my listeners. That's you. You need to go to TuttleTwins.com and use the coupon code Metaxas. TuttleTwins.com, use the coupon code Metaxas. They're going to give you 40% off the kids' books and also include all their activity workbooks for free. That's a huge deal. So if you've got kids and want to make sure they're not brainwashed with bad ideas, do your family a favor and get the Tuttle Twins books. TuttleTwins.com, use the coupon code Metaxas. Hey there, folks. I'm talking to my friend Chris Reed with Morningstar Ministries. So, Chris, you told us about the first thing. July 23rd, you had a dream. It's extraordinary. You had this before there any reports of the Taliban talking to the Chinese, before there any reports of the Taliban taking over Afghanistan. But after that, there's a second piece to this. So give us the second piece where you see Biden meeting with the Chinese. Yeah. Give us the details. When did that happen for you, that you saw this?
So it was actually on August 16th, just so happened to be my wife's birthday. And it was right about the time when the Taliban assumed control of Afghanistan. It was 3 weeks after my dream, my first dream that I've already shared. Well, that night I went to bed and I had this dream where I was watching this meeting. And I remember somehow I knew in the dream it was before the 2020 election, presidential election. And in this dream, I see these darkened windows, and but somehow I'm able to see inside the room. And it is Joe Biden sitting with his campaign lawyers, campaign representatives. That was what I understood. And across the table were these Chinese government representatives. And I knew that they were talking back and forth. It was almost like a negotiation or talking going on. And the next thing I noticed in the dream, this stood out to me, is Biden got up out of the chair and went out of the room. So the next part, he wasn't in the room to hear this, but I somehow understand what is being said between the Chinese government reps and the Biden campaign reps. And basically, this was what was said. The Chinese government reps said, "We will help you with the 2020 election if you will in turn give us Afghanistan." So, I mean, and then I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, the first thing that came to my mind was quid pro quo, right? The very thing they accused Trump of in 2016 with Russia. This is what I literally saw in my dream, but it was Biden's campaign / reps / lawyers talking with Chinese government reps. And this really stood out to me because I suddenly remembered when I woke up right before the 2020 election, the majority of the media suppressed these news stories. But right before the 2020 U.S. presidential election, there were news reports coming out about the Biden family business dealings with China. and even Hunter Biden's laptop and just, you know, all of the mystery surrounding that. And it was suppressed by most of the media. And so,
I mean, look, I just want to underscore this. I have never in my life seen the media and journalists behave that horribly. This for me was unprecedented. Right before an election, to suppress a story which is clearly a real story about something that strikes at the very heart of the free West, something as dramatic, juicy, important as anything. To have them suppress it as they did was astonishing. Many of those in the media actually called it Russian disinformation. It is a level of lying like I had never seen in my life. I just want to be clear. So many people remember that. In case you don't, I'm here to tell you I have never seen anything like it in my life. So you're telling me that you had another dream. This is 3 weeks ago, August 16th, and you saw this. Now, let me just ask you, because I'm interested in this kind of stuff. Did it strike you that you were watching something that had literally happened, or was it a dream, just something the Lord was showing you that something like it happened? Or did you get the sense in the dream that this actual meeting with these actual people happened?
Yeah, so when I had the dream, I knew instantly, you know, and I always test the dreams. I mean, obviously anybody can have a dream at any given time, but I knew it was different. It was a different dream than a regular one. And I knew right then and there that when I woke up, I'm like, oh my goodness, this is an uncovering. Kind of like when the Bible talks about how Elijah heard the conversations of the king in his bedroom. And so even though it was a past event, as you said, the media went into overdrive. I mean, that should cause people alarm right there. Why did they suppress the Biden family enterprise, you might say, with the Chinese government? And Eric, after all of this, this is what I began to realize. Everybody knows in 2020, I mean, think about it. The worst possible scenario for any president in a re-election year is to have a once in a 100 year worldwide pandemic hit, because all the difficulties that come with that, you're going to get blamed for it. And I think China, which is where COVID-19 came from, and I also obviously believe it was human engineered, it was timely released. And I think that they knew that it would cause those difficulties for a sitting president in a re-election year. And think about it, they had everything to gain for Trump to get out of office. Trump was putting very high tariffs on China in his term because of the unbalanced trade deals and the trade deficit with China. And there was a lot of concern about that. They were hurting economically in a profound way. And so they were invested in Donald Trump getting out of office. So I believe what the dream was showing me was, this is the reason why. I mean, think about how much we've heard about how that China is in the pockets of the big tech giants, or they're in Chinese pockets, whichever way you want to say it. But there's no doubt about it that when people looked at this Afghanistan story, I mean, think about it. Normally, and I'll hurry and say this, but I think that people will resonate with this. When you withdraw out of a nation, the first thing you withdraw, right, is your citizens, your embassy workers, your refugees, your military equipment, 80-some billion dollars worth of military equipment, right? And then you pull out your military. Well, the fact that he does the exact opposite, pulls out the military, and then we see this ragtag effort, basically, to try to get people out safely.
We're going to go to another break, and we will let you finish these thoughts when we come back. But there's no question that there is no human explanation for the monstrous absurdity of what the Biden administration did. There's no explanation. We're trying to figure out what happened. We'll be right back. Folks, welcome back. Chris, we're going to drag you over into hour two because I think this is so important. So you're making some logical connections But I want to be clear for my audience, what you're saying now is not prophetic. In other words, you shared the dream on July 23rd, you shared the dream on August 16th. That's God speaking to you, so you claim, and I believe you. But what you're sharing now about the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop, what you're sharing about the idea that a deal was made with China for Afghanistan, the idea that China deliberately unleashed this virus to crush Trump's chances of re-election, that all would be, I would say, speculation on your part and my part, or is there more to it?
No, thank you for saying that. After I have the dream about the meeting, these are dots that I begin to connect in my mind fresh after having the dream. And I cannot say that the latter conclusions are by divine inspiration, but I do think these are things that naturally our minds go to, and certainly the connect dots. But here's what I want to share, if I can, real quick, Eric. So I immediately asked the Lord. I told a few people after the August 16th dream of the Biden campaign meeting with the Chinese government reps. And I told my wife, and I told a couple of other people about it, but I didn't feel the liberty to release it, because obviously that's a pretty big statement to make. And I recognize that. So I told the Lord, I said, I'm asking you to give me confirmation. If this is from you, you know, the scripture tells us in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word can be established. So I asked God, and I prayed.
And when you say, if this is from you, you're talking about the dream, not the speculation we've been talking about,
correct,
but the actual dream of the meeting between Biden and the Chinese before the election.
Correct. Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah. So that was like 3 days later, I get a text from a well-known Christian leader. I won't say his name just to honor his, but you would know him. I would know him. Many of the people would know him. And so all I did was, is I felt impressed just to text him. I text him. I said, hey, my friend, how you doing? Well, he calls me back in just a little bit, and he tells me that he had on his mind about the verse about Elijah overhearing the king's conversations in the bedroom. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. I didn't say a word to him about the dream. There's no way he could have heard about it. And he tells me, he says, Chris, he says, I want to talk to you about something. He said, I had this experience when I was praying. He said, and I've never had this before. He said, but I've been praying and asking the Lord to let me see into things like that, like the Elijah hearing the king's conversations with his leaders in the bedroom prophetically. He said, never having this experience, I go into this visionary type encounter, and he hears a conversation between Joe Biden and Barack Obama. This is what was incredible. And I didn't solicit this. I didn't tell him anything. He's talking to me about this 3 days after my Biden dream. He says, in this dream, Biden says to Obama, they have dirt on me. That's why the Afghanistan thing happened the way that it did. He said, they had dirt on me and I had no other option. And that was pretty much the summary of it. And I thought, this is the confirmation. What are the odds that 3 days after this dream, he tells me about this whole Elijah concept, hearing the king's conversation, the verse in the Bible that talks about that. And he hears Biden saying to Obama, the reason why the Afghanistan thing fell is because China has dirt on Biden, and they will expose him if he doesn't give them Afghanistan.
Okay, folks, we're gonna drag our dear friend and brother Chris into the next segment. This is important, folks. Please share these things. We are on Rumble. Go to ericmetaxas.com. Sign up for the newsletter. We need your help in getting the word out. We'll be right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.